as you've been hearing on Nikki's Make a Difference updates today, one 12-year-old from Gloucestershire has just completed the most amazing challenge by climbing her stairs, not just once, every day throughout June. Jenny from Stroud has run up and down her stairs 200 times, and yesterday she completed the challenge, which is the equivalent of ascending and descending Mount Everest. She's raising money for the British Heart Foundation, and Jenny told Nikki that this isn't the first challenge she's done.
Every summer I do a different charity challenge. So in 2018 I shaved my hair off for cancer research. Then last year I slept out for homeless children, and this year I was going to do the Three Peak Challenge, so Ben Nevis, Snowden and Scarfell, but not in 24 hours, for the British Heart Foundation, because my grandma died of heart failure. But due to recent events, I heard about the Everest Stair Challenge, and so I thought that might be quite fun to do.
Tell us about the Everest Stair Challenge. How many times did you have to go up and down your stairs?
So I had to go up my stairs per day, 200 times a day. So what I did was I would go up, and then so I've also done the equivalent of going down Mount Everest as well. So if I was to just go up, it would just be 100.
So you've gone up and down at Mount Everest?
Yeah.
So how tiring has that been?
I get pretty out of breath, and it just makes me think, like, realise how lucky I am to have a healthy heart and healthy lungs. It's also motivating because my knees hurt after doing it, and also getting out of breath. So it's just actually motivating myself after to say to myself, right, you need to do another, like, 100 or something. You can do it. After, like, a half hour, I can breathe again. But for people that have heart failure or something like that, they can't. Like, that's their everyday life. So I just feel really lucky, and yeah.
So you've gone up and down the stairs at home 200 times a day, which is amazing. Have you had to go up the stairs and down the stairs when you've actually needed to go and get something as well?
Yeah.
So actually you've gone up and down more than 200 times a day.
Yeah.
How did it feel when you went up and down for the final time? And I know you've just done it, haven't you? How did that feel?
It felt amazing. We, for the last few, we got full ski gear. It was really fun, and we had a flag, and we made a little mountain with, like, a few bits of information on, and there was music, and it felt really, really good.
What do your friends think?
Yeah, they're really, really impressed. A few of my friends have donated and commented and said, you're doing a really, really good thing, and or like, good luck, Jenny. Or they've been really encouraging as well.
And I've just looked at a picture of Jenny dressed up to the nines for a final ascent and descent of the equivalent of Everest, with her goggles on and her walking sticks and her Union Jack. I mean, way to go. What a girl. Mostly very, very proud, you can understand, is Jenny's mum, Fiona, who told Nikki more about the celebrations when the challenge was completed.
Well, we had to do something to mark the final ascent. I mean, we didn't have an oxygen tank, sadly, because that would have really completed the picture. But no, I mean, she's been doing this for every day in June. She decided, we worked it out, how many steps were needed. So she started on the 1st of June and finished today. I mean, today she had to do 268 just to get the final number in. It has been a really difficult challenge for her. I'm so proud of her. You know, to fit it all into a month seemed appropriate. It was the month that my mum's birthday would have been in June, and so we decided June was going to be the month. However, what we hadn't taken in was the fact that there'd be a heat wave. So that's made it really hot on some days, and having about 8 hours of schoolwork as well, because, the school that she goes to has been phenomenal in their online schoolwork. So to have, you know, at the end of a school day, finishing about 4 or 5 o'clock, she's then started 200 daily steps. So, you know, I am incredibly proud of her, because, you know, she's had to dig deep for this one. I mean, last week was when her knees really, really started to give her trouble. And because she'd been running up and down the steps most of the days before that, and I mean, Eve, there was one day she was nearly in tears because her knees were hurting so much, but she still carried on just walking. So it took a bit longer. And so, you know, a time of recovery for her knees now, I think, is in need.
Yeah. So do you think that if you need something from upstairs fetching now, you might have to go yourself?
Well, I did start doing it with her. I didn't do the full 200. I started, and then I have to say she just overtook me. She overtook me so quickly.
Brilliant. So well done to 12-year-old Jenny from Stroud, who has run up and down her stairs 200 times every day throughout June in order to complete that challenge in memory of her nan, and raising money, in fact raising £755 so far for the British Heart Foundation. Oh, stop until the angels sing.